Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. The last week of August always has me thinking of new beginnings. Labor Day weekend is like the start of a new year. We're starting fresh. New classes and a new grade at school. Football season begins and we have a clean slate, or blackboard or whiteboard. In the office, I'm cleaning up files, updating information, recycling old phone books. The new ones just arrived in bulk. We have an HSU intern this fall, so I'm planning for his time at the chamber, creating a scope of work that will be a fulfilling experience for him. Our office hours change next week after Labor Day. We have slightly shorter office hours so we can be out meeting with businesses and working with committees. And we have a brand new committee starting up, the Public Art Committee. We are working in collaboration with the city and starting small, while at the same time updating ordinances to make future projects go more smoothly. It's been in the works for about a year, and now we are ready for prime time. I want to tip my hat to Eureka for its recent street art festival. They showed the rest of the county how it can be done and that it should be done. Rob Homeland spoke to the Fortuna Chamber last week, and I was taken with his story that there was a time when he felt that there were more pressing issues to work on besides public art. Homelessness, drug abuse, economic development and zoning issues, any number of heavy city needs. The moment of clarity came for him when his son asked him what his seventh favorite color was. It made him think maybe public art could still be an economic development tool, even if it was the seventh most important piece of the puzzle. It didn't have to be number one to accomplish great things. For the record, Rob's seventh favorite color is orange. Mine is eggplant. Rob showed a video made up of stills taken during the Arts Week showing the progress of the murals. When it was finished, he asked a group gathered how many dumpsters did they notice. The people present all shook their heads. They didn't see any. Rob said there were 62 dumpsters in the pictures. I made that number up, but it was something like that. Then he asked how many people saw the weeds growing around the buildings. Again, no answer. Oh, they were there, he promised. And finally, who saw the cracked pavement? No one saw the cracked pavement because they were focused on the art. A shout out to Fortuna artist Dakota Datewiler. She is represented in Eureka with a mural and an electricity box. You can catch more of her work and purchase it at Hot Brew in Fortuna. Public art doesn't have to be number one priority. It can be the seventh most important element of an economic development plan and still be vital and important to the overall health of a city. What are you doing to start fresh this Labor Day? Join me in decluttering your office, your home, and figuring out how you can support public art. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.